The sounds and scenes of a chaotic and deadly front line captured on a soldier's mobile phone. It's erratically filmed as explosions and smoke plumes erupt around him. Across miles of desert, two sides with the same pickup trucks and weapons scoot towards each other firing. Behind them, the artillery and rockets rain down on the battlefield. The shells landed just ahead of the National Transitional Council positions, straight onto Sirte's eastern gate and the line of Gaddafi loyalists. It's still 50 kilometres from there to Colonel Gaddafi's birthplace, and the territory is open, flat, and without much cover. It could be fought over for days, it could fall quickly. Every day the NTC troops celebrate moving closer forward. The town of Harawa is now in their hands. Tanks and guns create a frenzy of excitement as they drive forward.
This is the house. She is my wife.
Abdullah is 60. When Harawa became the front line, he told us he took his 23 children to a half-built housing estate out of town where they set up temporary home.
Why are you living here now?
And now?
Why?
We are living here, we are coming from the war. That is war. Yeah, and the fighting has come from the two ways, from the west and from the east.
And who do you support? The new people or Gaddafi?
We need new people. Everybody needs new people.
But something didn't add up. These were going to be luxury villas with marble fittings for the villagers. The children seem to have been taught the right thing to say by rote.
Gaddafi no.
Gaddafi no. No.
Gaddafi no.
No.
One of the girls brought out a photo of Colonel Gaddafi. She gave a Gaddafi salute. It caused a stir. Abdullah angrily told her to get out of the room. So were they Gaddafi supporters, perhaps? These people have had to switch loyalties very quickly to protect themselves. Then another man, also called Abdullah, from across the road, filled in the gaps.
Our tribe is really related to Gaddafi. We are relatives to Gaddafi. I can't deny that.
And is this why you get good houses?
You can say that, yeah. Yeah.
So what now? Are you afraid that people who didn't do well under Gaddafi will want revenge on you?
Actually, we hope that our brothers to change their mentality. We need to forget everything about this war. If I am relative to Gaddafi, I need those people who suffered from Gaddafi's treatment to forget everything and to forgive us. And we will help them.
How these people who profited under Gaddafi are treated will decide the future of Libya. If reconciliation doesn't happen, if revenge fills the vacuum, then freedom and democracy may be short-lived.